The word today is compassionate. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Doug Schrader. It can be very easy to become frustrated or angry with the world. Over time, we can have an unforgiving spirit, which is harsh and condemning. To become kind and sensitive to others' weaknesses, we need to appreciate how loving God has been toward us. Here to lead us into a deeper appreciation of God's mercy is Scripture Teacher Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Compassionate.
The Bible has all kinds of great advice for people how to live their lives to please God. One of these sections from the Scriptures that talk about living a holy, godly life comes from the book of Ephesians in the 4th chapter. Paul writes, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." You can see in this section of Scripture immediately that the character, the nature of a person who loves the Lord Jesus is a spirit of peace and gentleness, not of viciousness and violence. There is a process that God has, a changing, a transformation of an individual who comes to Jesus. He takes us from being worldly and self-centered, concerned about meeting our fleshly desires and our greed and our lust and things like this. And he has us slowly change to become a person who wants to live to glorify God, who wants to be used by God, to display God's kind of tenderness and kindness and forgiveness toward others. It's a beautiful process, and there is also a wonderful reassurance that is given to people that come to Jesus and receive him as a Lord, and that is that they are redeemed, that they're saved. There are individuals in this world that wonder, I wonder if I'm going to make it to heaven. And many of them are not sure. They don't have any certainty. But a Christian who believes on Jesus Christ is given comfort and reassurance that, in fact, yes, you can have confidence that you're saved, not in your own effort, not in your own strength, but by God's promise, because he said that he will redeem his people, that in Jesus Christ all who come to him are saved. It's beautiful, and it's in that context, it's with that understanding that the Christian then is urged to live a holy life, because not only have we been saved and have that confidence, but that God is working it out in our lives until which point we are redeemed fully at the resurrection and the return of Jesus. So in other words, redemption, salvation by God, is something that we can say on the one hand is already guaranteed. On the other hand, it's a process that God is working out for us. And I always find this amazing that both of these are true at the same time. In the one sense, you could say that redemption or salvation in Jesus is offered to you with the guarantee that, yes, the Lord will save your soul. He will give you life eternal. And that's because it rests on the merits of Jesus. That's because the Lord Jesus came in order to suffer, to die, to save us to God, to give us forgiveness of sins. So it's already a done deal as far as that part of it is concerned. that was already put into place before you were even born. But on the other hand, God is working through you in your life. He's working in you to believe on Jesus Christ. He's calling you to receive Jesus as your Lord, as the one you worship, as the one who has saved you. And that's a process that he works in your life. And for some people, that takes time. It can take years until you finally come to claim Jesus as your Savior. And that's okay. You know, get the information you need. Get the understanding you need. Talk with other Christians. Have your questions answered. God will work with you. He will bring you to understanding. That's sort of like the seed that's planted in the ground, and then it slowly grows and grows until it becomes a mature plant. That's fine. God can work with you. He can give you answers and information, and he can fill you with his Spirit as time goes on. So I encourage you to look into the Christian faith if you haven't yet. It's a wonderful process of change that God does for us over time. And it starts, you'll know when you have put your faith in Jesus, when you can make the classic confession of faith that all Christians do. Jesus is my Lord. That's the simplest, most clear statement that you want Christ as your Savior, just to be able to say, Jesus is my Lord. And maybe you're at that point. Maybe you're able to say that today. Other people, they're still fearful or not quite sure, and that's okay. Just keep looking into it. Just keep getting answers from Christians, and the Holy Spirit will bring you along until that point at which you're able to acknowledge Christ as Lord. This statement in Ephesians chapter 4 is very interesting because it talks about us not grieving the Holy Spirit. And by that it means not to live like we're corrupted, not to give in to the sins within us, the temptations to drunkenness or to fighting and brawling, as it says here. In fact, one of the signs of a person who's controlled by their sinful flesh and who is not controlled by the Spirit of God is a very, very intense hatred. You can always tell individuals who are not controlled by the true God, by the God of peace, and who do not have the Spirit of Christ in them, because they will have intense hatred. And they can have fervent love for God. They can have incredible zeal for God, but at the same time, they will hate in their guts other people. Maybe not all people, but certain kinds of people they will hate. Hate so much that they would kill these people. You see, that's inconsistent. How can you be a person of God? How can you be representing a God of love and yet hate others? You know, Jesus pointed that out, that, you know, you can't on the one hand say, I've not murdered someone. But he says, he who even hates his brother is a murderer. We've broken God's will, even if we have a spirit of animosity and anger. When you come to Jesus Christ, that anger evaporates. God replaces it with love, and it's a fantastic feeling. You're able to let go of pains and wrongs that others have done to you. You're able to forgive them in the same way that God has forgiven you. And you become a person of peace, and you become compassionate. As it says here in verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. So it's a marvelous change that takes place in our heart. And the real benefit, the real beautiful thing that happens is that suddenly we're at peace with ourselves. Instead of having a warlike, angry, volatile spirit, instead we're at peace. And it's a phenomenal, fantastic thing. Suddenly, you don't feel as though you're fighting with God, and you don't feel like you're fighting with the world. Instead, you're in harmony, and you're full of love from God. But this is a process. It takes time. Sometimes people have to struggle with it. And it, you know, it's a sin within us. And in order to get dominance over it, in order to get the Spirit of God to have us have full control, it takes time, in the same way that sometimes a disease has to be fought over long periods of time in order to keep it in check, in order to subdue it. So also it can take time for a person, for the Holy Spirit to remake us and make us a new person. On the one hand, we're born again in Christ. On the one hand, we're a new person when we come to faith in Jesus. And I invite you to do that today. If you haven't handed your life over to God, know that you can have peace and you can have a tranquility and you can feel relief. And the war between you and God can be put away, and suddenly you can feel joy and contentment and wholeness in your spirit. But, you know, it takes time for us to change our habits and our lifestyle. And that's what God works with us over time in order to get us to do this. That's why Paul said to the Ephesians, these were Christians. And that's why he had to encourage them. Don't let unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. You know, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we still struggle with sin. And God knows this. He knows he wants to turn us into a new creation, a new person. You've already been given that gift of being a new person in Christ. You've already received the forgiveness of God in Jesus. And if you lay claim to it and confess Jesus' name, it's yours. It's a gift from God. But God would love to see you change and develop and grow so that you can have the peace of Christ shown through you, so that you can have the love of God demonstrated in your life. I hope that he gives you power and strength, and that you're filled by the Holy Spirit so that you'll put away anger and brawling and dissension and be able to honestly love other people the way God loves all people. Not hating individuals, even if they do wrong to you. Be like our Lord Jesus, who received the punishments and the hatred of the world and yet forgave. What a powerful thing when the Spirit of God comes into us and God changes us and transforms us into being a new person. I hope that you'll receive Jesus and the confidence that because he lives in you, God is changing you and developing you to be a new creation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Good Works. We are not given a free pass to heaven by simply doing good things here on earth. But there is a high priority for God's people to do good works. So write today for your free copy of Good Works. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.